More than 36% of Rhode Island's budget pays for health and social services, and Governor Raimondo wants to cut the state's funding by about $70 million. The primary target of the cuts? Medicaid, the government health insurance program for low-income people. Medicaid now covers nearly one in three Rhode Islanders. So how do you cut tens of millions of dollars from Medicaid without cutting services? One way is to charge Medicaid patients a small fee when they buy prescription drugs or go to the emergency room. Eric Bean is Secretary of the State Executive Office of Health and Human Services. He says these co-payments are designed to discourage unnecessary use of hospital emergency rooms.
One of our priorities for many years has been to expand access to primary care. And ideally, everyone would regularly visit with a primary care physician and get access to preventive services. In the long run, we'll have a lot more money and be able to take care of more priorities for Rhode Islanders if we aren't unnecessarily spending money on emergency departments.
According to the governor's office, 24 other states, including Massachusetts, already charge these co-payments. The governor's budget proposes payments ranging from $2.50 to $8, depending on the service. Ensuring health services for low-income Rhode Islanders is important, says Linda Katz, Policy Director for the Economic Progress Institute.
What's very good is that the budget does not propose any rollback in eligibility in the Medicaid program, and that's critical.
But Katz worries about charging Medicaid recipients co-payments.
Research tells us that even nominal co-pays for some very low-income people can result in people not using services. So a $3 copay for a sick visit to a doctor could interfere with the individuals getting care in a prompt manner.
Another cut in the governor's budget would hit hospitals. That plan would eliminate about $14 million in payments for hospital stays covered by Medicaid. The payments help offset the lower reimbursements hospitals receive for Medicaid patients. The governor is proposing to increase spending on treatment for opioid addiction. The plan includes $1 million to increase mental health care and provide job training for people in recovery from addiction. State Senator Josh Miller chairs the Health and Human Services Committee. He says that's a good start, but it's not enough.
This is a problem that kills hundreds of people every year, and there are thousands of people every year that either are addicted or trying to get help or become addicted and need help. The amount that's being budgeted is incentive for expanding programs rather than enough to address the population that it's looking to serve.
The governor is also proposing to expand the medical marijuana program by authorizing 12 new compassion centers where patients can purchase the drug. The plan would also expand eligibility for medical marijuana to patients with acute pain. And patients from Connecticut and Massachusetts would be allowed to buy medical marijuana in Rhode Island. Lynn Arditti, Rhode Island Public Radio.